tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
The latest movies and shows.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
What's going on, Cass?
And Bell.
And we are a couple of critics. Here we are giving our opinions. And this is a big one we're doing because we just got back from where?
Yeah, from the R&B tour with Usher and Chris Brown.
Where is it at?
In Denver, Colorado.
So, guys, we flew out to Denver, Colorado.
Yes, we did.
The historic first show for Usher and Chris Brown, their R&B tour.
Yes, now, the first show on June 26th on Saturday.
Yes.
It was at the Broncos Stadium. So what is that? Empower Field?
Yeah. And guys, I want to tell you, it is definitely worth the money. And the reason why we wanted to go, like we could have waited because it was coming to Tampa, right? And a few months is going to come to Tampa. But we wanted to go to the first show because to us, it was historic.
It is.
You know, I only equate this to in the 80s if like Michael Jackson and Prince went on tour. You know, nowadays, if freaking Rihanna and Beyonce went on tour, like
I don't see that happening though.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that's how monumental that caliber, this is. You know, Chris Brown. Now you know Chris Brown is probably the most talented R&B artist of our time.
Yep.
Usher is probably one of the biggest legends of our time. These are like, if Michael Jackson had the pick, who would continue his legacy? These two guys,
I think they'll definitely be the top two. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As far as all around, like, you know, you got producers, you got performers, you got singers that all in their character, but Usher and Chris Brown,
they have the whole package.
The package of like what Michael Jackson had.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson was a great performer. Michael Jackson has great songs. Michael Jackson vocals were immaculate.
Yes.
And these two artists are the only ones, in my opinion. Now, people have different opinions that embody Michael Jackson, that legacy to continue. Like I said, you got artists.
I mean, I concur. I honestly believe to be facts. Yes. Yeah. Or opinion, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, you have a lot of artists that are great vocally. You have a lot of artists that are great writers. You have a lot of great not performers. But at the end of the day, these two are at, like, seriously, like, if you think of anybody after Michael Jackson who does it like Michael Jackson, it'd be these two.
Yes, who have the total package, who can perform, who can dance, who can sing.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the concert. Now, one thing I gotta say, this concert was long as hell.
Yeah, this concert, so yeah, so y'all, if you are preparing to go, you know, to the shows, I know there, I think it's like 56 city tours, or so when they do come to your cities, ladies, look, it is over 4 hours long.
No, 3 hours, over 3 hours.
Because no, four.
It started at
8:45.
It started at 8:45
and it was over at
close
a little bit
12.
After midnight,
yeah. So we're looking at about 3 hours, a little over 3 hours, maybe 3 hours, a little over 3 hours. Now, but that may not be the running time all the time because you gotta say this was the first show.
It was the first show.
So you know, maybe they're gonna tweak some things. There were some things that did need tweaking.
Yes.
But let's start with the good, the positive. Okay. Now, to me, it was like Breezy Bowl to the next level.
Yes. Yeah. It was.
So if you're expecting something brand new, you're not going to get it. But Breezy Bowl was phenomenal, right? So don't get me wrong. So the energy of Breezy Bowl was there, but then added Usher, right? Usher combined his Las Vegas show and his new show. And it just meshed so well together. You know what I'm saying? It gave you everything you expect from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, I could be honest. I'm happy they didn't go a completely different route, right? I'm happy that they combined their strengths in the show rather than, hey, let's try to design this whole new thing, because I think that would have been, it would have not been as impactful. You know what I'm saying? Usher came with what he comes with, the smoothness, with the performances, the dancing. He came with what he comes with, like oh man, that legendary Ed. You know what I'm saying? Usher has that legendary aura with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Chris Brown comes with that energy, that freshness, that newness, that authenticity of that, you know what I'm saying? That energy. And the way they played off each other, you know, they had sets where Usher did hits. Then Chris did his hits. Then they played with each other some songs. The ending, they closed out together. You know what I'm saying? They even played each other with the slow songs where like he would do one slow song for the ladies, then Usher did one for his ladies.
Yeah, they would go back and forth.
It was a phenomenal show the way they put it together. Mm-hmm. And my only concern, and I'll allow you to talk a little bit now, baby, but I was scared at first because I'm like, man, these guys have so many hits. So much, something's going to be lost. But it's like they added on. Like Chris added songs that like he usually didn't perform in Breezy Bowls. You know, Usher did songs that, you know what I'm saying, that they didn't really perform. Like they added on to like it made it even better. And I was scared that there was so many hits, so much stuff that they, you know what I'm saying, they would have to compromise. There was no compromising at all. Mm-mm. Like they gave it, they all gave it. Chris gave you the dancing. Usher gave you the smoothness. You know what I'm saying? He had the only thing Usher didn't do was the cherries.
He did though. Remember when he pulled the girl on stage?
But did he give her cherries?
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't give her no cherries.
Yes, remember he was searching. So they both were searching for the girls.
Yeah, but they didn't have no cherries though.
He did. He actually, you have a, then you record, I think.
Yeah, but I didn't see no cherries.
Yeah, because they dimmed the light. He pulled out the cherry and then they turn off the light. Okay, yeah.
Okay. But you know, all the things that you used to in Breezy Bowl, Chris Brown, he flew everywhere. He did Break You Down. All those things that he did all that. You know what I'm saying? So, baby, I'll let you talk.
Yeah, I mean, great things. Yes, it was just like Cass is saying, it was an amazing show. The performance, top tier as usual. Something that, you know, we've always expected from Chris. I mean, we've seen Chris, you know, so many times now when he came to Orlando twice, up until last year at Breezy Bowl. And it was phenomenal. And I've never seen Usher before. This was my first time actually seeing Usher. I think I've seen him one time at the Essence Awards. But it wasn't even, you know, anything compared to a true Usher concert. And this was, I felt like we were, you know, on floor section. Now, anyone who knows me, I hate floor section. I hate floor seats. I really do, just because everybody's standing up, then you got to stand up too. I just hate it. But we actually had really, really great seats just because of how the stage was set up. There were actually two stages in a sense. There was a stage in the middle, towards like the back, it was like right after the front row ended. They had a stage there. It was a round stage. And then they have, you know, the bigger stage. And so they both kind of perform on that stage, which I felt was really good because it was bringing intimacy, you know, to the crowd. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, that way you can kind of see them and you can almost touch them in a way. And it was really, really cool.
Yeah, you trying to touch them.
I was trying to touch Chris. Look, y'all know I love VIP all day, every day. And so, but as y'all know, Cass is economically sound. And so for this concert, although we didn't do the whole VIP, it felt like we did because we actually did have, you want to talk about our media pass?
Well, so we had our media passes. So we was able to do some media stuff.
Yes.
But we kind of almost got in trouble.
We did.
Because those media passes weren't for the places that I was going. So we almost got kicked out.
He likes to go to these places where that's supposed to.
So we almost got kicked out by the security people. Yes, that would be a little bit overzealous.
I was doing
footage. And it's always the black people.
Yeah, it's always the black man.
Everybody else was fine with it. They were no problem. Like, we were doing media somewhere else. There was no problem. So they was letting us in, like, hey, go. Before anybody else was down on the floor, we were in there. We were recording. If you go to our YouTube page, a day or two, we're going to have full footage and stuff like that. So we had all, you know, we were down on the floor. Nobody was there. We was doing behind the scenes stuff. And everybody, the lead security, everybody's like, cool with it. They looked at our back. Let's go. No problem. Right. These two black guys, I don't know if they were head security for, I don't know if they're Usher's private security.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But it's funny because I was rolling when they came up to me. So I have it all, but I'm not going to put it out there because, you know, I don't want people to be mad at me, but these guys are asking my credentials and this and that. Oh, these are immediate passes for this. I'm like, yeah, they're not for that. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, they would just give a hard time, do you have tickets? And I mean, they would time.
Got tickets.
And then the real security came over and said, everything all right? He was like, yeah, everything's fine. They were like, you good? I'm like, yeah, we good. But it was these two guys that were like, you know, we could kick you out if we want to.
What
are you talking about?
We didn't even we didn't go to this section.
We didn't go backstage to the room. It wasn't even nothing like that. But you know what I'm saying? But you know how you have at any concert, you have overzealous security
RoboCops.
You know what I'm saying? That at the end of the day, swear to God that top they're real security. Cops and they're flexing more just to find out that, like, at the end of the day, nothing was going wrong. You
right.
know so as soon as he's like, oh, well, you know, we're going to need you to put them in because these passes don't necessarily cover this over here. They may cover something else over there, but not over. It was just the dumbest shit in the world.
Dumb is like we didn't know.
And at the end of the day, we were still in the same section that they were talking about we couldn't be in because our tickets by ourselves allow us to be there, which was dumb. Which is the dumbest shit in the world.
Dumbest.
I'm like, dude, we're allowed to be here regardless, even we didn't have these passes. He's like, oh, yeah. I mean, it was just the dumbest shit.
It was stupid.
But you know what? At the end of the day, we still enjoyed it.
Yes. We didn't get kicked out.
Shout out to those security guys because at the end of the day, I know you're doing your job, but sometimes you're doing a little bit too much.
Top flight security.
It wasn't even legit what they were talking. They were just mad because they recognized ours. But we had the tickets that allowed us in the places you're trying to say we're not allowed in with the badges we have, but our tickets allows there. So, which was crazy. That didn't make no sense to me. Like, dude, like, even if you say, okay, those badges, you can't be in this area here.
Okay.
But the tickets we have,
we could be in these areas.
We're in the section so we're supposed to be in.
It's all right.
So it didn't make no sense. Dumbest shit.
I was like, relax. It ain't that serious.
Maybe we were there too early.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what
I'm saying?
Because
they let us in.
Yeah, they let us in. But like I said, I don't know. Anyway, you know what? It is what it is.
All we know, we didn't go to like the backstage.
Yeah, we wasn't like,
Usher.
Yeah, we're like trying to sneak into his room or not like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I mean, I guess that's what they thought. Who knows?
Who knows? I think they thought we were going to try to sneak in. Yeah, like,
come on.
Like, come on, man. Anyway, but you know, other than that, you know, they didn't bother us after that. Like, everything was fine after that. But, you know, like I said, it was a great concert. Now, these are the things I want to talk about that was wrong with the concert. All right. I think we said everything was clear about the concert. Yeah. One, and this is not the concert in general. Let's start with Denver's, we live in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So Orlando, Florida has a lot of concerts, festivals. So they know how to manage crowds well, right? I can definitely say that. I can go to the Kia Center, Camping World Stadium, all of our places. We get in pretty fast. Parking is straight. You know what I'm saying? And they have hundreds of thousands of people and it's managed well. Denver, that's not the case at all. It was very unorganized.
It was very chaotic.
Their parking is not very conducive for friendly travel.
No.
It's tight. The direction they had crowds going made no sense.
It makes absolutely zero sense.
It just wasn't organized. But I know that's not, you know, Usher and the tourist issue. That was the city issue. So Denver is not a place I think we should go to again.
For a concert. I know, especially, you know, the way that we had to get to our section.
Yeah.
Going through this tunnel.
That
makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, this made no sense. That put us in the general population.
Yes.
To go down to the floor, which made no sense. But, you know, but that's not on the R&B.
No.
Now, the only issue I really have with the R&B, a few minor issues that I think I had with it. One was the audio.
Yeah, I was going to say the sound.
There was some times where the audio was not coming through.
It was a little off.
So I understand that maybe that, you know, it's the first show.
Mm-hmm.
The engineer may, you know, learning things, frequencies may have been clashing that need to be fixed later on in post and all that stuff. Mario was having issue because, you know, surprise guest Mario.
Oh, yes, surprise guest.
And Eric Dillinger.
And there were to backstage.
Yeah, they did backstage
for Chris Brown, singers for Chris Brown too.
Did his own, so it was cool. I mean, it was Mario cool. did a little intermission for his song, cool. which was really cool. But he was having issues with audio.
Yes, he was.
Chris Brown was having issues with audio. Usher was having issues with his audio. It was later in the show though. It was like maybe like an hour and the audio started to clash where their mics weren't really working. You can see their earpieces weren't working well. They weren't getting over the volume on there. So, but you know, that's sometimes that's expected.
Yes, that's expected.
Because at the end of the day, it's the first show. And you know what I'm saying? Whoever's the engineer, whatever, if it's a person that's with them, you know, they got to work that out. So that was the, but it didn't impact the show to the point where like, you didn't hear them and stuff like that, but you knew that there was some audio. But they had a lot of backtracks and stuff like that, which is expected. So at the end of the day, you know, I think it was a frequency clash. I think when all the music was going, they were saying it was a frequency because when the music wasn't playing, they did a cappella, you could hear them perfectly. It was fine. But, you know, it was a, so they was having some frequency issues at that concert. But I'm sure by the next few concerts, they'll get that all worked out. I did not. I thought that the fan interaction was great. It was good. Maybe I would like a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? From some fan, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, safety concerns and. You know, they're trying for everything into it. So, you know, I think they did what they could for the time.
Yeah, and they did get on the crowd. I mean, Usher went down. Chris Brown went down. Even Chris Brown even, danced with a few of his fans.
Well, Usher actually did more because Usher actually came down and walked from one stage to the other side of the crowd.
Chris
Brown flew.
Well, you know, he's always going to fly.
He flew.
You know, he's always going to fly. He flies from one stage to the next.
Yeah, he flew. But Usher actually
walked through the crowd.
So that was good. And that was pretty. I mean, I don't really. I didn't have any issue. Like the length was expected, right?
It was
now they did start late though. I think they started
it was because of the weather.
Yeah, the weather
down there. You know, so there was some horrible weather that Denver was getting. Yeah. So which I understood. Yeah. You know, which delayed a concert. That made sense.
Yeah. So the length was expected as far as. These two megastars. It reminded me of the Beyonce Jay-Z concert.
Oh my God, that concert. Ended. And that was in Orlando. I mean, at World Stadium.
Let me tell you something. We're still at that concert. That's how long it is. Yes, we're still there. Jay-Z's on his fourth set.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We're still there. 5 years later, we're still at that concert so long. But, but when you have two heavyweights that have so many hits, I would expect the concert to be at least a minimum of 3 hours.
Yes.
And the thing is, you're getting your money's worth.
You are.
But they did not skim at all on the song. They didn't like cut songs. They said, sounded like at least half of the song and half performances. Which was the only part I thought wasn't cool was when that lady was flying with Usher. It kind of seemed like it was not coordinated right.
Oh, the angel song.
It seemed like a lot of dead air of him like twirl her around. And it seemed prolonged. Than it should have.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even remember the song. I think it was the angel song or something.
It was supposed to be the angel. Yeah, he was swinging her around.
I think she's his lead dancer.
Yeah. I think maybe he did it on the show. So, you know, but that definitely, they could have kept that part.
They could have kept that out.
It was just too long.
Did he do Hey Daddy, I'm Home? Because I didn't hear that. Hey, Daddy's home.
I think he did that song.
I must have missed that one. That's when I was dealing with.
So
kids stuff.
One thing though about Denver and audience, like, please, when you come out to a show, I've never seen as many people get pulled out for drunkenness.
I have never seen
car accidents afterwards.
Right.
Like,
what is going on?
It's on our Instagram page. You know, like the show didn't even start yet, they're dragging somebody out.
They're dragging them out,
like literally, and then they dragged out at least 10-20 people. The show.
Like, what is going on?
I get it.
Too much.
You want to get turned up. You want to pregame.
But y'all were turned up way too much.
But that was ridiculous. And then afterwards, it was like so many car accidents.
Why can't y'all drive?
I don't understand. Like, it wasn't Denver even, people can't drive.
I mean,
like,
and you are back. It wasn't like you can go at your regular speed limit because everybody's trying to get at what, like, I don't understand why y'all hitting each other.
And one thing I can say, it wasn't, the traffic wasn't bad.
It wasn't.
The traffic wasn't, it wasn't like, because we walked back to our hotel, right?
We did.
We walked. So we walked, you know, because Uber was about two plus miles.
Yeah,
it was like 2 miles, right?
Yes.
But because the Uber prices, like we got there, it was like, what,
$13? It was $13 and to get there, yeah.
Getting back home, it was like $60, like ridiculous amount. Right. So we like, fuck, we just going to walk.
All these people walk too. And it was great.
It was nice. It was a nice walk.
But
it wasn't a lot of traffic, no. Right? It was not a lot of traffic going towards downtown, nothing. Nope. But these people were crashing. But
they just kept crashing. Literally, you're at the light and then you hear boom. And I'm like, what in the world?
Literally, like, we saw some random lady run into a car that's right there at the light. Other car that runs. I mean, it was crazy. Like I get it. You know what? It was a great time, a great concert. Let's get turned up. But that was just ridiculous. That was just a little bit too much. So I don't know if it's a Denver problem.
I don't know.
But that was just ridiculous for no reason.
It was over the top. But
the concert itself, though, back to the concert, was a great concert.
Yes, it was.
It's definitely worth it. And even if you're not a big fan, this is a legendary concert.
It is.
I think to be in his presence, that's why we wanted to be at the first show. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Usher's team and Chris Brown's team for giving us access to come and
hang out
and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know. Sometimes, you know, like, influence come early. They give you some passes and all that stuff. And I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Everybody was top except for two security guards, but everybody top was great. Security. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else was great. It was a great time had. And like literally we did a day trip. We went up there. We went up there Friday and we came back Saturday night.
And I understand, you know, Denver is not, you know, right down the street from Florida. No, it's not.
Not at all.
But we're so 4 hour
plus plane flight there.
Exactly.
And then, you know, going from Denver to downtown.
Yeah, going to the hour, that's another half hour because the airport and to our hotel downtown is not, you know, it's about 30
but it was
plus so, minutes
but
away.
It was worth
it
the
was
trip.
Worth, yes.
It was worth the trip. If you have a chance to see this show, please go see it.
Yeah, please go see now, it. Go don't, support.
Don't think you're gonna see anything different. You saw Usher at Las Vegas or on tour. You seen
or if Breezy you saw Ball, him on his tour,
or you see Breezy.
It's Ball, exactly gonna be it, the it's same. It's a combination just come of by. Both.
But the way they did it makes it legendary.
It's legendary.
It doesn't feel
like something you've seen
before. It doesn't feel like a repeat. Yeah, it doesn't feel like a repeat. Yeah,
even though although it is, but it still doesn't feel that way.
It basically it's Breezy Bowl with Usher added on.
Yes.
That's really what it is. Let's be honest. It's Breezy Bowl with Usher added.
Yes.
But it's not like it's Usher's not, addition is a bad addition.
Yeah, it's a great, it's a phenomenal great addition.
It, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes when people do that, it's like, you know, no. Yeah, but like, the addition of Usher, like, makes it perfect.
It does. And I also want to shout out, Monica was there too. She didn't perform or anything, but she was present.
They said Al Green was there.
I didn't see.
You know what I'm saying?
I saw Monica, but I did not see Al Green.
Yeah, but there was a lot of celebrities that were there. But like I said, it was a great show. A lot of influencers were there as well.
Yes, a lot of us were there.
I thought maybe we're going to be the only, we're going to get some, nah, man. Nah, they were all on my timeline.
A lot of us were there. So shout out to y'all. I thought we were going to get exclusive.
Like, oh, we got, nah.
We were all there.
But like I said, it was a phenomenal show. And I think if you are able to see this show, it's going to get only better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, it's going to get only better. Yep. We saw the first one, so I'm sure there was a whole bunch of
mistakes and tweaks that they did.
So at the end of the day, if this is the first version of it, I could imagine 10, 20 shows in.
Yeah.
How tight it's going to be. How phenomenal it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? It was great. It was. I would see it again.
I would.
Like,
I would,
you know,
too.
We may go to Tampa.
We may go to the one in Tampa. You know, wait till December.
We're going
to
do the VIP tour thing. We're going to do it big. Because, you know, we don't got to hop on a 4-hour flight.
Okay, y'all, I want to make sure you guys hear that. I want to make sure.
Was talking. My bad. That was me.
Yeah. So I will say, so for ticket prices, I mean, you know, I understand based on your budget or why not. But okay, there's no meet and greet, guys. There is zero meet and greet with this concert. Now, the passes that you can buy as far as the tickets, there are VIP tickets that you can buy. I mean, there's one, I think, where they'll do like a tour, a backstage tour, something like that. And then you get to sit in the front two or 10 rows, something like that. They have where they have these pits, and these are standing room only with the nice couches. That's a whole section too that you can do for VIP. And now, I didn't know, guys, but this one, if you do this one, hey, you may be able to take a picture with Chris Brown, or you may be able to dance with him, because when he walked through that stage, mm-hmm. he was dancing with some of his fans. Yeah. I mean, he was interacting with some. I mean, hey, to me, it's definitely worth the price. And in Tampa, that's what we're gonna do.
Guys, if you love your marriage and your girl, just do regular floor seats in the middle somewhere.
No, not in the middle.
So at the end of the day,
we're gonna be VIP. So we're gonna be up front. A matter of fact, probably you know what? Maybe we'll have the other passes where we can actually go backstage and stuff. Those type of media passes.
We ain't gonna be backstage.
Live Nation, nowhere. Live Nation.
No, we're good. Thank you, Live Nation, for what you did for us. Other than that, we ain't going backstage. Ain't nobody giving my woman cherries and giving no me.
I don't want no cherries.
No, my damn luck to be a cherry enemy.
I do not want cherries.
You know
what
that means? Your relationship's over.
I don't want no cherries.
If Usher gives your woman a cherry and Chris Brown does a picture, man, you ain't going home. You done. That's over.
She's done.
People will break up just when they would do it by themselves. Imagine together.
When he was doing those meet and greet pictures.
People were losing their marriage over the cherries. People were losing marriage over
the cherries.
Now you do that together, dude, you got no girl. She'll look at you like, who are you?
Who are you? Like, Chris Bro gave me a nice picture. Usher gave me that cherry.
Your marriage is over, and I like my marriage, so I wanted to survive. So at the end
of the day, your wife want to do or be on stage and do all that, I don't know how happy your marriage is if that's something that you're looking forward to.
When Chris was like, oh, I want somebody on stage, Usher and Chris, you was like,
no, I didn't. I was waving so he could look down and be like, hi, Brad. I'm just saying, all right?
You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown, don't ever perform at Rolling Loud. You know, because what people don't know, I also am one of the managers for DJ 5 Venoms, which is Rolling Loud, the official DJ for Rolling Loud. And, you know, he hasn't performed there, but I know damn well if he does, my wife is going to be there. Mm-hmm. And all I'm saying is, Chris, you know what? We cool and all. Usher probably won't do a Rolling Loud, but I see Chris maybe.
All I'm saying is,
Chris, please don't do Rolling Loud.
I don't see Chris doing Rolling Loud.
Chris, for my marriage's sake, like promote it, all that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, don't do
yeah, Rolling Loud. I don't see Brown Breezy.
Let me
doing
stop
Rolling
before
Loud.
They be like, oh, you trying to say Chris Brown shouldn't do it. He ain't do it because of this guy. Exactly. I ain't trying to get nobody. If you want to do it, you can do it. But all I know is that my wife ain't gonna be there.
Your wife is going to be there for sure. Anyway. Matter of fact, yes, for sure. He's the number one fan. Yes. Mm-mm.
Anyway, she be stalking his trailer.
Yeah.
In the back.
Number one. Oh, there you go.
But like I said, if you got the money to go. I would say a little tip from a couple of critics. You know, you could be chancing this, but there's a chance you could take. Like, let's say you don't have a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, wait till the day before or the day of the show.
Now, caveat to that, though, the disclaimer is do it, you know, in a city that you can, that has a lot of availability of tickets.
Yeah. Because certain major cities like Atlanta, New York,
Houston, all those, Chicago, they may be sold out. Florida, those are.
There was a lot of people that were able to get floor seats for mm-hmm. around $200.
Yes, yeah,
because they waited. So you have to play the game mm-hmm. of life,
and you got
to
understand the city. Yeah, too.
Exactly, if it's a major city. You know, you're not going to have you're going to have a lot of scouters mm-hmm. and people that bought tickets right. up front, and then you got to pay whatever the scalping
price. Yeah, they got to dump them.
So you got to play the game because the thing is, monitor the ticket sales. Mm-hmm. And when you see it's getting low, as far as like the number you see,
yep.
buy them. Because yep. that's the low it's going to be. But if you're in a city where like there's a lot available, like 3 days before, just monitor.
Yeah, just
we know people that yep. got tickets literally the day of floor seats mm-hmm. for $200.
Or on that day, because
I said, for $200. So yep. that is, so the tickets are reasonable as well, just regular.
And, you know, and different cities, you know what I'm saying?
But different cities is going to be different prices.
Yes.
So whatever city you're in, make sure, you know what I'm saying, you monitor that, because, you know, if you go to Atlanta, it was expensive as hell. Chicago, expensive as hell.
Florida's expensive as hell. Miami and Tampa. It's ridiculous.
So
Houston. Yeah, I mean, yeah. They have like 4 shows in Texas. Mm-hmm. I think like a couple of them in Atlanta, a couple of shows in California.
I'm going to give a tip to people that do coverage, right? Tip. Live Nation. This is a tip for Couple Chris.
No, we should not give that tip.
We should give the tip.
No, we're not. You're gonna have all these, and no, guys, he's not giving that tip.
Okay, you know what? I won't give the tip. All right, I'm gonna give this tip. Okay, research, right? Research shows, right? If you do Instagram, if you do TikTok, and you have a decent following, right? Always look for media passes for events, mm-hmm. right? I know a lot of people that do a lot of coverage of shows and mm-hmm. stuff and don't even really look into it.
Right.
And they do that. But if you do, I see a lot of people that do it mm-hmm. and they don't, be in media, you can get into a lot of places, do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to give you the tip of where to go, how to go, mm-hmm. because your mom always said that. But, you know, as we learn doing this critic thing, we're new at this, right?
But
the media side of that stuff, we're
new at the media.
And let me tell you, there's a lot of perks you can do. Just do the research, and you can get a lot of perks on like hotels, concerts, cruises, all that stuff. So just, you know, do research if that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You could get, it's like when people say, you know, you the broker, you know, people become broker agents, they get the discounts, stuff like that. In media, just check out, there's a lot of opportunity for you to be at all these places for free, for cheap, or just to, if you're going to go anyway, to get access to places. So just do your research, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, why don't you get paid or get discounts on doing what you love? I mean, you're on social media anyway, posted and, mm-hmm. and advertising. So at the end, they get some perks for it. So
yeah.
I won't tell you what we do. I won't, because mm-hmm. my wife said we shouldn't tell.
No, we should not. But, see, these are the things that we should be charging for, that you love to give out right, knowledge for right. free.
I know.
You see them fake doctors out here, the fake other people with fake credentials, you know, paying all this money for these ebooks or classes, these nonsense crap.
To be honest, don't even really give you real information.
Like,
to be honest, none of those books that I've read or researched ever really, they get paid off of telling you what to do.
And
they don't do it themselves.
When you can find out what, and all it takes is research, guys.
Exactly.
Anybody you can write an
e-book right now.
Yeah. Anything you want to do. Exactly. Just research. So, and you got all these AI tools that will help, you know, mm-hmm. cut down on some of the research and everything. So no, we're not going to tell you get places into things.
But do the research and you can find. All
exactly.
Right? So appreciate y'all listening to this podcast. Go to couplechris.com where you mm-hmm. see all our reviews. Like we have more reviews coming. We have more critics that are coming aboard. So at the end of the day, check it out. Our YouTube page, check it out, where we're gonna start doing the video portion of it as well. We're gonna start doing more podcasts. I know we haven't done podcasts in a while. Shout out to Becca, our other critic.
Yes,
she's killing the reality TV show right now.
With the Love Island
or Island,
whatever it's called. old. Yeah.
She's reviewing a lot of reality TV shows. So shout out to Becca.
Shout out other Becca.
Critics. And then we got some other critics coming as well. It's going to jump on board. But definitely keep going to the page. Check out, you know, we update it literally daily.
Daily, yeah. A couple of critics reviews on Instagram.
A couple of critics reviews on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? We're on Facebook as well. A couple of critics reviews on Facebook. But, you know, go to the main site, couplecritics.com. And keep, you know what I'm saying? You go on your mobile or on your phone and check out our reviews.
Download the Culture Radio app.
You can download our network that we're on. We actually have a radio station on there that we will be playing our podcast and have reviews on there. So a couple of Critics Radio, which is on the exclusive on the Culture Radio network. You can download on Google and Apple as well. And the link is on the page as well. And we have a state you can listen to music. We have music for movies and stuff like that. It's a pretty cool station. So definitely check us out. Show us love. We appreciate you. Until next time.